Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And Happy New Year. Our mission is to educate, empower, and enlighten.
And if you have any questions or comments, please email Marie and Beth at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. We would love to hear what you think of our show, and if there's anything you would like for us to add on or do differently, we'll take that into advisement. We also have a Facebook page, the Divine Goddess Radio. Would love your likes and get your loved ones and friends to like it as well. If you're wanting individual... If you want to have a goddess party, contact us at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. So go onto our website, www.divinegoddessradio.com, to set up sessions with either Marie or Beth. And we also have the Divine Goddess Healing Center. Go in and check out our page on Facebook as well, and we'd absolutely love and appreciate you liking that page as well. So do I need to say anything else? If you're wanting to talk to Marie individually, call her at 651-303-0555 or Beth at 651-900-4136. And thank you very much. I can't think of anything else to say.
So, welcome, guys.
Welcome.
Welcome to the new year. I know we've been off quite a bit. We're actually, you know, setting up the Healing Center and setting up our store, so... that was taking some time, but we're starting a new year, fresh, and we will be having lots of guests and lots of fun interviews and our reading shows. So, hope 2017 is treating most of you better than how 2016 started. Remember last year was our completion year, so whatever you had needed to complete in the 9-year cycle was done at the end of last year. But January still kind of is our finishing point. So, yeah, Mercury just went direct yesterday, but we still have a couple weeks of shadow.
Little hiss.
Plus we have every single planet has gone direct, which
oh,
is...
Oh, that's right.
It's kind of a rare thing, but it's a very powerful thing. So... you should find in the next, you know, few days, things starting to fall into place a lot easier, and our manifestation powers are very strong right now, so make sure you keep your thoughts positive, because you want to manifest only positive things. We have a full moon in Cancer on Thursday, and that Cancer is all about deep emotions. So if you find yourself overly emotional during this full moon, let it come up and let it out. Cancer is about the home and family and relationships. So if you have any deep emotions in regards to any of those will come up. Let them come up. It's also a time to let your shadow side come up, too, as well.
Oh.
So remember, Cancer is the crab.
Get rid of the Pollyanna attitude.
If the crab comes up, let it come up, because it needs to come up and out.
Snap.
You always want to address your shadow side, because that is part of you. And
if
you don't acknowledge it.
I'm good at that.
Yeah. You just tend to carry it deeper and deeper, and then it comes out like a big bang.
And it comes out in food. You eat your feelings.
That's right. So acknowledge your shadow side, and, you know, hey, it's never for our highest and greatest good, but it's part of us. And when you acknowledge it, it helps release that. So,
are you saying it's never for our highest and greatest good to acknowledge?
I'm saying the shadow side is not for our highest and greatest good, but it has to come out because we have to acknowledge it. Everybody has a shadow side. So
we just don't want to revel in it. I think it's for our highest and greatest good, so we know how far we've come. Are we going to stay in it, or are we going to leave it?
Well, yeah, what I meant to say, it's not in our highest and greatest good to always to be in the shadow.
There we go. I'm just getting you to reiterate it differently so people are going, Marie Langley said.
No. We don't want to live our shadow side, because that's the dark side.
Yes,
you do. We're trying to be vessels of light.
Yep.
Because you all know how the world and this country is right now. We need
dark enough,
don't
add
light.
To it. Yep.
So.
You can also be extremely tired, too, because Libras, I know the Libras are struggling. I thought it was just me. But I've been talking to other Libras who have been saying, Beth, how are you feeling? I'm like, oh, my God. I went from feeling fabulous to literally in less than 24 hours it stank. But supposedly the 17th is when we're going to start coming out of it, you guys. We can make it. We can make it.
We'll be out of
you know what I'm doing a lot of and it's helping is journaling. I'm taking the opportunity of getting really clear on what I want to manifest. I thought I knew and then it changes, but I'm assuming that's what you have to go through to where you go back to the original of, oh, what are you getting your panties bent out of shape for? You're still doing it. So.
Right. Yeah, you have to be very, very clear of how you want this year and the next 9 years to go. So where do you want to see your life going? I mean, you know, it's hard to really set those five-year goals or nine-year goals because life changes. But where, in general, do you want to see yourself? How do you want to see your life evolving? Because, you know, we just completed a cycle and we all learned what we don't want. So how do you want to make the next cycle something that will make your life go to the next level?
Now, you know what? There's a lot of people who believe, you know, to have the goals. And then there's even other people who are saying get really clear on those goals and get clear on those goals of the goals of the goals. And there's others who are going, you know, just step back and let it all unfold. Mm-hmm. What are you finding that you're leaning more towards? That's where I'm at right now going.
What I'm finding for myself, like last year, remember we made the vision boards?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I looked at it twice. I was like, okay, this is not the best tool for me. It's there sitting in the background.
Uh-huh.
But and I think it helped because then it kind of in my head.
Put it in the consciousness. Yeah.
But I have found like if I have to sit down and make 5-year goals or even 1-year goals, it's tough because life and what's been happening in the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years, and I think will happen this year too, is those unexpected shifts and things that happen in your life that you have no control over and can't even foresee coming.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a general idea of what I want to do, and I am allowing things to unfold. So I'm allowing myself to say, okay, I'm going to go for change this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of some parts of the change are making me nervous, but I'm like, no, I got to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah, you do, girl. Yeah, you do.
I
got
to get out of my comfort zone because you get comfortable and then you tend to stay there. And
like,
then,
Jesus, what? How uncomfortable do I have? God,
I know.
America.
Well,
thank God for being humor.
And I think if a certain change makes you feel uncomfortable,
yeah,
then it's the right change.
Yeah.
That's the way I'm starting to to see it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might have a loyalty to something or a loyalty to what you've been doing for the past 5 years or whatever. But if you're not moving forwards and upwards, what's that, you know, you're just going to stay down? No, I want to move up. This is my year to move up.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things, you know. So part of it, too, is coming more out in the open and acknowledging to the world that, yes, I am a psychic. You know, that's a big one for me because I work in the 3D world, too, and I work in the 5D world, but being that person that says, okay, guess what? This is who I am and this is what I do.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my kind of goal for this year, but I can't get into the detail of writing it down going, by June I want to have blah, 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 blah. I do that anyway on my new moon intentions.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So, that's very true.
Yeah.
Very true.
Yeah. So what about you?
Well, you know what? That's what I'm trying to master, what works best for me. My life is, nobody can sit here and say, I don't trust Christ Almighty. I gave up a job that had guaranteed income coming in, and I'm going, screw you, universe. Obviously, you guys know where I'm at right now. The emotions are coming up. And I mean, I will not complain. Since we've opened up the store, I've been doing really good. And now January, it's like completely different. But you know what is really interesting? Yesterday, I did a tarot card reading for my year spread, and then I did for the week. And all I've been hearing from my body is going, sit down and rest. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like going, well, that's fine. What are you talking about? It's not like I don't rest. But, I mean, I can honestly say I was busy all of December, November, you know, October. And it was a good kind of busy. And then all of a sudden I pull a tarot card that's telling me, this whole week you are taking it easy. And it's to the point of, because I don't feel very good right now, to where I'm going, damn it. Mm-hmm. So I need to nurse my body back to health. But you know what? I was looking over in the process of not feeling good, having downtime. I've been going over some old goals of mine, and I'm going, oh, my God, I accomplished that one. I accomplished that one. So writing down goals does help. But I came across this one site, and I'm going to try this and see if it works with me. My, you know where I'm finding out? I get caught up in my wording. I'm not specific on the words, and then I can get really heady in it. And the big for December so far, or December and January so far, is that, Jesus Christ, you analyze everything to freaking depth. But that's the mind of a flipping counselor. It is. But I'm like, okay, sometimes it's just because.
Right.
And I am one who I've never liked that just because, which is ironic for what I do as a psychic, because it is all just because, you know what I'm saying? So we'll see what's going to work with me. And then, you guys, when I get that damn formula down, I'll share it. I'll share it.
I think we're all, you know, with the new year starting, we're all trying to find that formula. Because,
oh, my God.
You know, what's going to work? I mean, and hopefully we've all learned what didn't work in the past 9 years. And so we have a new way to move that forward for us. Because I'm ready to rock and roll. I can feel it. There's such electricity in the air. But
see, I'm not feeling that damn electricity.
Oh, I'm feeling it, and it's so interesting how the energy all of a sudden switched right after the first of the year. It's like we all of us picked up our feet and we're almost out of the mud. So it'll be interesting. Just once January's over and we've finished up whatever we need to finish, and we get through this heavy crying full moon. So self-care is very important.
Have you been doing a lot of crying?
Of course.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You mean I've actually stepped into this? Nothing's phasing me other than I am exhausted.
I'm a water sign, though, so anything comes into water, it's like it just comes up, and I just let it out.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm a big baby. That's why I can't believe I'm not crying. I'm like, oh, my God.
I'll check in with you on Thursday.
Check in with me on Thursday. All right, people, we're going to get reading your question. Guys were asking that, it's keep it to one question, please.
Yep. So
we can get through everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. I hope some of it helped some of you out there, just to kind of set the tone for the year. And
yes.
We're going to jump into our first caller. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
My name is Donna. I'm calling from Canada.
Hi, Donna. What's your question?
Just a question about a man named Chris, if you see him and I spending time together, dating in the coming weeks, or things progressing.
I'm hearing yes. Within 3 weeks, there's going to be a change of events, and it feels like fun change of events.
Yeah.
There's going to be a gathering for the two of you to go to.
He's a very much a nurturer.
Mm-hmm. His energy feels very soft.
Yeah, he's
very,
very
soft.
Gentle. But he's very good for you.
Yes, he is.
Very, very good for you. It feels like you guys really start out on a very strong friendship, but then it slowly evolves into something else.
And that's what you want it to be like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Friendship first, and then let it evolve.
Yeah.
So, yes, very, very good. So in 3 weeks there will be a shift, in, and it will go to the next level.
Yep. Your guides are saying to just make sure you have that solid footing with each other before you take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So good for you, Donna. Keep it up. Keep rocking, girl.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
People, I'm impressed with my short answers.
Okay. Hello, who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brittany. I'm calling from Los Angeles. Happy
Brittany
New Year
from LA. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Happy New Year to you.
Thank you. What can we do for you?
So I'm calling because my beloved and I, we had a rift just recently, and I think the Mercury retrograde had something to do with it. It's because it's all about communication. And so we are not communicating at this point, and I just wanted to see, do you see us reconciling and being able to move forward in a positive direction?
I'm hearing there's some kind of misunderstanding first that needs to be cleared up between you two, and that obviously
yes.
has to do with the communication.
Mm-hmm. Make the first move and
yeah.
saying, can we talk about this, approach it from, you know, a different perspective. I'm hearing go out for coffee, meet for coffee or tea, whatever it is you drink. So it's on neutral territory. And just sit here, and it's an opportunity of really sitting down and talking.
Yeah.
But it can bring you
yeah.
guys to the next level. It feels like you guys are ready to go to another level.
Yeah. Because I kind of see you guys laughing about it after the fact, going, oh, my God, we totally misunderstood that.
Yeah, I can
Marie
feel that.
Marie and I do it all the time.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
God, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can totally feel that, the same energy that you're feeling. But I did reach out to him yesterday, and I haven't heard anything. So I'm just curious to know.
He's being a stinker.
That's what I thought.
Don't
a little
personalize
stubborn.
It.
Yeah.
He's stubborn. Don't personalize it. Let him. But he's also working through some deeper stuff, though, too. So just hold the space.
Yeah.
Maybe give it another week and then reach out to him.
Yeah, it feels like he's got some family issues that he's dealing with, and he's trying to sort all of that out, so that's weighing on his mind a little more.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just being a little stubborn.
He's going to get through
thought.
It. Yep.
Oh, I knew he was being stubborn. I knew it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just use humor with it. Use humor with it. He's too serious. He's too serious about it.
Okay.
You know, and here's a phrase that I say to everybody. On your deathbed, do you really think you're going to be reviewing this? No. No, you're not. Trust me, you're not. That's not what you go and review.
Okay.
So
yeah.
it's like, shake it off, let it go. It's not worth a relationship.
That's what I was thinking. You said the next level. Does that mean, like, what does that per se
mean? For communication. It's going to deepen your communication. It's going to deepen your
okay.
relationship
mm-hmm.
on that level to where you're going to more of an intimacy part with communicating.
Okay. Wonderful.
So it's not going to be shallow. It's going to be deeper hearted, which would make sense because I see a lot of heart stuff going on with him. So it does make sense.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yep, yep. So it's a lot of heartfelt stuff. That's why he's personalizing a lot of stuff, which it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't. Oh, well,
it feels like
said,
feelings were hurt.
Well, yeah, he made some choices that actually did hurt my feelings, but I didn't realize
uh-huh.
that,
yep.
you know. But, you know, it is what it is, and you just move forward. Now, you say hold space, so I'll just keep a positive thought for this. You
yep,
know?
Positive
yeah.
thoughts toward it. Don't worry. Don't fret over it. You know, play the Taylor Swift song Shake It Off. Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah.
Play that keeps you in an upbeat mode. Keep you in an upbeat mode. So, because we can tend to be laughing about it right now, and then as the day goes on, think about it going, you know what's, and you don't want to go into that stinking thinking. It's just like, it is what it is. Don't make it worse than what it is. And it's not about right or wrong. He
right.
is stubborn. He's very stubborn.
And remember, too, with the full moon, it's going to be it brings up a lot of stuff in regards to relationship anyway. And,
okay.
you know, nurturing, self-care, all of that stuff. So
yes.
you may just want to wait till after the full moon, you know.
I suggest after the full moon,
yeah.
to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But you know what you can do for yourself? Write down saying you're done with miscommunication. Here's my little thing, and I guarantee it works because I did it all the
uh-huh.
time as a counselor with people who are violent. Just sit here and set an intention that all communication
okay.
is done with love.
Okay.
Done with love and light, and that everybody keeps an open heart and an open mind. Do that before you
Got
meet
it.
With him, and you'll see a different response.
Oh, I will definitely try that for sure. Oh, that probably helps not just me, but many people that might be listening as well. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yep.
yeah.
And it does work. It does, because you're setting that intention. So those are the words and wisdom of Beth and Marie.
Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely. Have a good one. Thank you.
You
Thank
too.
You too. Thank you
Bye-bye.
So much. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Let's see. Hello, hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Laura.
Laura, what can we do for you?
Well, I had a couple phone interviews last week. One, I had two phone interviews for a permanent position. I had one phone interview for a contract. And then I have one scheduled for tomorrow for another permanent job. And I wonder if you see me getting any one of those jobs.
Do any of those jobs have the word red in it or something to do with red?
Red. No.
The red one is what I, that's why I'm like, the red one.
Is it in a red building, maybe red bricks?
Oh, there's a red brick building. I drove up there a couple days ago and saw that they were in a red brick building.
Hmm.
And that's
yeah,
a permanent job.
The red one.
So I'm expecting a phone. I should get a call back, I hope, this week for them. I would assume they'd want me to come in for an in-person interview.
Is that one a government-type job?
No, that's not. But they do consulting work, so it's possible that they might end up. And then there's another opportunity, but that's with a company that does, it's an agency that does, this would be a contract work. But it's not government, I don't think.
Interesting. Yeah, they just keep saying the red one. I'm like, well, that's not very clear. Could you give a little bit more?
It feels like when you guys are talking that it is the red brick one, the consulting one. But there's something that's going to be happening with them, and it's not going to be next week that you hear. It's going to be the following week after that. So don't get antsy about it, but you will have a call back.
Okay, so that's the following week I'll hear about.
There's some inner stuff going on within the agency that needs to be, and you wouldn't want to go in on that anyways, but you will be getting a call to come in for an interview. But that one's very, very hopeful. And that one's in the red building, the red brick building.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but now that's a permanent position with a company, and that's what I'm hoping for because I need that stability. So the red brick building.
Well, there you go. So focus on that one. See yourself in there. See yourself working with everybody. Just visualize and keep the hopes on that one. You already got
it. Okay, thank you. I appreciate
it. All righty.
Thanks.
Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Mike in California.
Hi, Mike from California. How can we help you?
Yes. I am currently in a J-O-B. That's okay. And it's not. And I had a couple months ago a decision between two opportunities, and I chose this one, and it's not exactly what I was sold. And I was wondering, I've reached back out to the other employer that offered an opportunity, and there is some communication via email, and I was just wondering, again, it's just in the restaurant industry, I was just wondering if you saw maybe going to that place or maybe another or a combination of the one that I have and maybe something else.
Well, the first thing I heard, you're the one that you're at right now. You're there. You're supposed to be there to hold the light. So it's not a permanent fixture, but there's a reason why you're there, even though it doesn't make you jump for joy, but you're actually supposed to hold the light in there. So that's your specific purpose for that one. And I'm hearing that one probably won't go on more than two more months anyway. Because then you're
working
completed.
Yeah, on a business opportunity that could start paying within, that kind of couple months.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm hearing with you, you're going to be phasing out of the restaurant business anyway, the restaurant part of it.
Yeah, forever, I hope.
Yeah, forever, yeah. Yeah, it's just been a means. It's a means to an end. That's all it is. It's just to help you pay the bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
but that's not your.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. So let's see. Let's look at the other opportunity.
And I would like to be a little bit more comfortable.
Well, it's all about getting out of your comfort zone this year.
You know what I'm getting for you, Mike? I'm hearing there's a lot of changes, and that's why I've been quiet on the other end. This is what I'm getting. It's a big message for you. Keep your spirit soaring. Don't get stuck in that, because you're a lot like me. We put on that happy face going, I can get through it, and you're like, oh, my God, I'm exhausted. It's going to turn around for you. It's going to turn around for you. March is going to be a completely different way of living for you, for the better, for the better. There's some things that are still under wraps that your guides are not saying. So there's going to be some stuff that's going to be happening, but like Marie said, you're not going to be in the restaurant business all that long, which I guess when they're saying March, that would be 2 months from now. So do what you got to do to pay your bills. Keep your ego at bay and just say, you know what, it's okay for me to go through the change. It's okay for me not to know what everything's all about. Have more fun with it so things can come in. You're having a hard time. It feels like there's a lot of blockage on opening yourself up to really receiving. No matter how crazy that sounds, it's energetic-wise. So during meditation, and your guys are saying you know how to do this, go in and really balance out your masculine and your feminine energy. And mine's off, too. So there's certain personalities that are needing to go in and do that right now. So
yeah, and when you're working, don't dim your light. You tend to hide that part of yourself. Let it out full force, because that's your purpose for being there. So let that light shine. Let it out full force.
It's really interesting that you say that, because, I went Saturday night to, have a couple beers and watch the game. And I'm also, kind of new into the whole mediumship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm 46, and I look younger, but not that much younger for a 25-year-old to come up to me. And she's like, what do you do? And I said, for S and giggles, I go, I'm a medium. And she's like, oh, my God. She goes, my friend of mine just passed. So we were able to tap into him and this other guy, and basically the message. And so I gave her some message, and she's like, I'm like, why of all people did you come up to me? She's like, and simply enough, she's just like, I saw a light.
Uh-huh.
And I was like,
The animal kingdom is really big with you right now. An eagle was here. Now a hawk came in. There's hummingbird. And there's also a crow. So those are huge, powerful totems that are with you right now. So call on them, since you know how to do that. And it's going to be, and you know it's all about tapping into the stuff more, Mike. You do realize that, right? You do, right?
Exactly.
Because this woman saw your light, so she's reminding you, don't forget, don't get lost up in the mundane stuff. So really meditation. And meditation 2017 is going to be very big for everybody, because it's not going in with just what we're tapping into the other realms. It's starting to go into the heart so that we can tap into more what our heart wants. You're going to get clearer on answers, but you're going to be fine financially, so don't worry. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
So don't worry about that.
I always like a little bit more cushion.
We all would. We all would.
Yeah. Are you working with a guru, or have you met a guru? Because I'm hearing there's a guru that's going to be very important and influential for you.
I had a really good, when I was back in Michigan, a spiritualist, reverend. I was going to his development classes, and it was all through synchronicity and so forth. So there was a good foundation and so forth. And then when I went to Scottsdale, it was just ridiculous, because I was kind of looking for some cool classes, things like that, and it was just nothing. And then I have an awesome friend here in California who's been a big part of my development as well over the past couple of years. So I'm kind of looking to really...
You have a new one coming. You're going to have a new one
coming.
Okay, cool. Yeah, there's a new one coming. And don't be surprised if you go back and forth to Arizona.
Say again?
Don't be surprised if you end up going back and forth to Arizona, because Arizona's coming in big for you, too.
Well, I really like living there. It was just the heat was ridiculous. But the problem I have is I've had a couple women mentors in the early stages, and all of a sudden, because I'm looking to grow and be better, and I'm vulnerable, and then all of a sudden they kind of twist that into relationship.
Mm.
And then I'm like, I'm out. I'm like, it's not what I'm looking for, you know, type of thing. I'm just looking to,
the person
better
that's
at this.
Be helping mentor you is going to be male, so
okay.
The one that's coming, yeah.
Very interesting. Awesome.
Yeah.
You have a lot of really cool things, but it's going to be deepening your spirituality. It's bringing it to a whole new level, whole new level. No more sitting back and playing small. You need to play big.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because last month I synchronistically was connected with some publicists and as friends, and they actually there's a independent film that was just released in December that kind of had a paranormal twist to it, and they invited me to do readings at the press junket and the premiere, and so I was filmed and interviewed on a Spanish-speaking entertainment show, and I don't know if that's going to air or anything like that, but it's like just all this wacky, crazy stuff that I would have never imagined only living here a year is just, you know, connecting with. It's ridiculous.
No more hiding your light just like me.
Yeah.
Let it out.
And with that event is kind of when I came out of the and I'm using air quotes, spiritual closet.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep, exactly. Exactly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very, very
thank
welcome.
For calling
thank you
in.
For calling in.
Toodles.
Appreciate
we'll
it.
Talk to you soon. Okay.
Good luck.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hi there. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Hi. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. This is Monique. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Monique. What can we do for you?
Okay. Well, a few things that you guys have talked about have resonated, like coming out of the spiritual closet. That's sort of like a long-term issue for me, definitely. So I'm learning from hearing you guys speak about your experiences and the importance of meditation, for sure. But the one thing that's kind of like haunting me a little is just the issue of friends. Like, I've been noticing there's, like, been a lot of shifts, and, like, some of the core people that I thought were my friends, you know, kind of like those lifelong friends that you, you know, kind of walk the path with, and feeling a lot of, like, resentment towards them and just sort of, like, not feeling great, you know, with my friendships. Like, I'm happy in my partnership, and I don't know. Like, it's just when I kind of look out at the people, like, that are my friends, I feel like this real distance, you know, and I'm just wondering if you guys could shed any light on that situation.
Yes. Welcome to our world, Monique.
Right?
We've been having the same discussion for about, 3 weeks.
Wow.
Well, I've been my whole life saying, I review my people in my life all the time. I'm just the type of person, because I'm an intense person, I don't have time for the shallow friendships. It's like, done with that. That's high school and junior high. If you aren't going to be, you know, intimate and personal, then it's like, I'm done. It's all about people showing up and being authentic, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And,
not being bad.
It's matching the energies, because, you know, you let go of what no longer serves you and what you no longer want to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're shifting and you're ascending, your vibration's not matching with a lot of people, and people sense that, and that's where they start to pull away, and you start to pull away, because you're like, okay, you know, are you going to walk your talk? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? So it's part of your ascension process is what you're actually experiencing.
It's just like I kind of have, like, guidance about, you know, like, what I've been noticing is I keep getting guidance on just sort of maintaining a specific amount of time apart from certain friends, you know, like just give them a couple of weeks. Like, because what I'm noticing is I think maybe as these shifts happen that depending on, I guess, your relationship and the dynamics, like sometimes I find people can almost like attack you a little bit, you know, like they know your weak spots and they kind of want to keep you down a little, you know, and they take kind of like there can be those, like I find I end up with sort of patterns of repetitive cut downs from close friends, you know, but they're kind a little, they're hidden, right? Like under the guise of like a joke or this, but it's so constant that you're like, you know, I'm not an idiot. Like I can see that, you know, like that this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hurtful, right? So I'm just ending up like harboring all this resentment towards these people. I'm thinking, like, why am I keeping them in my life? You know, like, this is,
right.
It just seems unhealthy.
Yep. And that's on purpose, because your life is shifting and you're moving more on the spiritual path. And so you're being shown very clearly that, okay, this is how you're going to be moving, and you cannot bring certain things or certain people along because they're not part of your path anymore. And it's okay.
Yeah.
It's hard to evaluate. It's hard when you're in that, because you're like, God, you know, have all these memories. But if you hold on to stuff, then you can't move forward.
Here's the thing is, you know what? It's like a braid. You're coming and you're going, you're coming and going. So that's why you don't have to end up on this nasty note. You can always have to talk, it's me, it's not you, it's us. And it's like, you know, we're growing apart. And if you can do that and be civilized adults, it's amazing how you're given the opportunity of taking that information in and being able to shift with it. Because there are going to be people who aren't going to change that much. They're not. And as you continue to grow and open up, you're going to find that you can't be around that anymore. Doesn't make them bad. That's just where they're at. It's just where they're at.
Yeah. So at this point, you know, if you're journaling, you can also journal about it and say, you know, I'm asking for more like-minded people to come into my life, and that's what you want to start attracting.
Let me rephrase that. You don't want just like-minded. You want them to be authentic. Anybody can be like-minded, but not walk their talk. You want people who are authentic. Authentic means they're going to walk their talk, they're going to be vulnerable and say, you know what, I'm scared. This scares the crap out of me. You know, and it's just like, okay, fine. You can at least, you can talk about that. That brings people to a different level. You know,
someone who's like real, because even I find within sort of like spiritually minded people, it's like there's so much sort of fakery, you know, like people
yeah,
just like
it's
the word, right?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh,
you know?
And it's just people just like regurgitate these like you know sort of aphorisms, but then they don't, and they just like, you know, and it's just sort of everyone just regurgitating things at each other to sound wise and spiritual, but. It's just not authentic, right? It's like it sounds so fake and, like, you know, like it's not their words. It's not coming, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's where we're holding space for each other, not judging. And there's going to be people you're going to go through it together, and others you're going to have to walk away. Nobody's meant to be in your life forever and ever and ever. You know? We're going to come and go. We're layers and we're levels.
You were
mentioning,
and that's
how we grow.
And
if you really come from a spiritual peace, you don't have an attachment to it. Doesn't mean there's a difference, and people get scared with that. I'm going, there's a difference between attachment and a bond. There's a complete big difference between that. An attachment is you want a certain outcome. A bond means you can get close with one another, you can build a relationship with one another, but you have absolutely no hold on it because they're going to come and go as they please. Nobody owns anybody.
Right.
We all have to grow, you know, so when you can change it to that, you'll be amazed at the people that will start coming into your life. I have more people who are stepping up and saying, I want you to be a part of my life. So we're getting together, and it's to get to know you phase right now.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see where that all goes. So that's what
that
you have to look at. Keep an open mind with that. But we're
okay.
going right through, everybody's going through it. Everybody's going through it.
Okay, because I was feeling pretty alone, and I'm like, what is wrong with me? Like, because it's just even,
the
sort of workful,
you know?
Like, I'm like, oh, my
God. Your guides are pretty adamant. You tend to, you're somewhat of a people pleaser, but you neglect yourself. So they're saying, tell her self-care. You first, you first.
And it is, this stuff, it is a lonely road.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lonely road. We can all go through it, but we're all going through it at our pace. But it's when you get in deeper to find out who you really are, it can be a very lonely road because you're exploring the depth of who you really are, because we're all getting to know ourselves authentically. We're showing up the best way we know how for what we know right now. We all are showing up the best way we know how.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any tips for, like, letting go of, like, any anger? Because I don't want to have anger in my, you know, like,
you
heart.
You sound like me. You really sound like me.
Okay. So
oh, my God. Yeah, because I don't want to feel angry.
No.
I can feel it coming. I'm like, is it already a full moon? I'm like,
let
please.
It come up. Let it come up.
Yeah.
Use the full moon to your advantage because this is the emotional one. Just journal it and burn it. Write it down, whatever angry feelings, get as nasty as you want, and then burn that piece of paper and then set the intention to let it go.
Makes sense. I think that makes sense, you guys. No, I'm so happy to hear that you're experiencing similar things.
Oh, girl, trust me, trust me.
Well, there, I mean,
it's exhausting.
There are even friendships where you didn't think there was anything wrong, and all of a sudden, boop, you're out of their life. It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
well,
like, wait,
guess we're done.
Yes, that's what's happening. It's like, do you actually hate me? I thought we were best friends, you know, like that kind of thing, you know. But it's kind
you
of
know
like
what
a
we're waking
up
to. We're waking up to find that we're enough for ourselves. Anybody else added to it is just an added bonus.
Wow,
that's what it comes down to. It's that you're enough for you. Because what if all of a sudden you came across and you were at a time in your life to where there was nobody there for you? Are you going to be okay with that?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you going to go, what's wrong with me? It's like, no, it's the way people are looking at, you know, it's you know, it's just a role. Don't personalize anything. But I guarantee it will be your deepest, the most in-depth work that you'll do for yourself, and you love yourself even deeper and even more.
That definitely feels like it's exactly what's on the agenda for me to learn right now. I'm like, I don't want to learn it.
I know.
But, you know, if you don't learn it, it keeps coming back until you do, and it comes back heavier and harder. So when we're given that opportunity, even though it sucks, it's like, okay, let me just learn my lesson now so I don't have to keep repeating it.
Yeah, like clinging to people for just the sake of there being people in your life, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, thank God I've never been that person. Say, adios, I'll be by myself then. I'll be by myself. There's nothing more lonely than having people who aren't really there for you.
Right.
So it's like, no, thank you. Surround yourself with children. They love you no matter what. I'm seriously. Surround yourself with
some animals.
Or animals. Yeah. But you will get through this, and just so you know, this is a collective whole that's going through this right now.
Okay.
You got this. You got this.
Thank
you for calling in. Good luck to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Who are we speaking with, and
hello.
Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, yes. Hi, my name is Kathy. Hello.
Hi, Kathy. Do you have a question for us?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yes. I have a project that I'm finishing up, and I'm wondering if you think if I should ask Joe D to come back or if it'll be okay without him, like still be successful.
You're asking if JD will be coming back?
Yeah, Joe D, like if it would be okay without him or if I should have him come back.
Okay. I just heard you got this on your own.
I'm sorry?
Yep, you got this on your own is what they're saying.
Your guides are saying you've got this on your own. You don't have to bring him back. That's Marie saying this. Now get this. Beth is hearing, bring him back. So what it comes down to is go and listen to your heart, not your head. So listen to that intuitive piece and tune it in with your solar plexus, your gut feeling, and really meditate with what's for your highest and greatest good and for his highest and greatest good, and pay attention to how your body feels.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Because you're at a fork in the road.
Yeah.
Which decision do you want to make?
Yeah.
Right, yeah, that's exactly the way it feels, exactly.
You already know what you need to do. You just needed some validation. So it's whichever our answers validated you, just so you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm just going, God, I'm not quite sure.
Because your guides, what they're telling me is keep telling her, you got this on your own. So it could be their way of saying, you know, it can go either way, but if you decide to do it on your own, you got it. You won't fall apart on your own.
Excellent. Yeah, I guess that's the core of what I was Yeah, wondering. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You got it. No matter what, you're going to be okay.
Yep.
No matter what you decide.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you both
welcome.
So
Thanks
very
for
much.
In.
Thank you.
Thank
you're
you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
God bless you. Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Let's see. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Cindy calling from Delaware.
Hello, Cindy from Delaware. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful. What can we do for you?
Just have a relationship question. I have a friend. I just want to see what you see coming up for us this year.
You mean romance-wise, if it's going to move into romance?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Does his name start with an S?
An S?
Yes.
No, starts with an M.
Well, isn't that interesting? Cause
I got real heavy on the M.
I'm literally hearing the name Steve.
Hmm.
Yeah, I got very heavy on when you said M.
Yeah. It feels like there's another guy that's going to be coming into your life.
M has got a lot of, I don't know, drama, baggage. Those are the words I keep hearing. That come along with him. And it feels heavy. Like you wouldn't enjoy it so much.
Uh-huh. Not as much as I thought I would, huh?
Correct. But the one that she's best talking about, the S? Or
I'm
the
telling
Steve,
you. The name is loud and clear, and I don't always get names, and I'm hearing a Steve.
And he is so bright and light and fun.
And dark-haired and handsome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
You haven't met him yet, because now I'm getting more information. You haven't met him yet. Well, there's going to be a lot of parties coming up here. You're going to meet him at a get-together, and it's going to be somebody that you're not friends with, acquaintances with, and they're going to be introducing you to this guy. But he's
okay.
The one that you want to become more involved with. But meanwhile, you can have fun with M, but don't get locked into it, because if you get locked into it, you can keep Steve from coming in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And
well,
he feels like
good.
He's coming
I'm
in summertime.
Steve
feels like he's coming in summertime to where you guys have a full-fledged relationship going on.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You
Thank
too.
You.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
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 Okay. Hello. You're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Donna. I'm calling from Illinois. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I have a quick question about work. If there's any promotion in the future or if I'm pretty much where I am, that's where I'm going to stay, or, just like everybody else in the world, I need to make more money. So I don't know if I should continue to stay with this company or if I should move on or...
I'm hearing not no to the moving on, and there's going to be a promotion in September, and it's going to be worth the wait.
Yeah, I heard moving on up where you are. Moving on up.
Yep.
Okay. Because they're making a lot of changes, but I see the changes, and I'm like, oh, I would have been good for that position, but they know me, they know where I am, they know that, they keep calling me and asking me questions, but, I'm just not getting that nudge. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Are they just going to...
It's like a tailor-made position for you.
It's going to be worth the wait.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely worth the wait.
Okay. I keep hearing tailor-made position.
And they are. The agency's going through, it looks like, I just see a lot of fire with it. That means they're getting rid of stuff that no longer works, and they're, redefining a lot of stuff.
Yeah, they're making a lot of changes, you're right. So
but it's for the better.
Come
it's for
with
the better.
Additional funds because we're at the point where
yes, it's
hopefully
additional.
My angels are saying.
September, it will be worth the wait, your guys are saying, and monetarily. Yep. Yes, ma'am.
All right,
thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Have a great
you're
day.
Welcome. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
I think you're talking to me. I am Carmen. I'm calling from New York. How are you?
Hello.
Good, Carmen. How are you?
What can we do
we
for you?
Here. Okay. My question is about love. How can you tell me? What can you tell me about my love life?
Your love life. Okay, Carmen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, there's a relationship from the past that you're hanging on to. You need to let that go completely. Completely.
Yes, I am.
Completely. I'm doing
it.
Yeah. You don't need to hold on to it anymore. It's just forgive the person and just say you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
Say to yourself and to the universe, I'm ready to move on.
Yes. Okay.
Because once you do that, things will start moving in a different direction. I'm hearing too
okay.
that when you let the universe know that you are forgiving, that you've forgiven that person, light a pink candle when you do that.
Okay. I believe I forgave him already. I forgave them already, my ex-husband and my last relationship.
There's a part
that's
of you that's still holding on, though.
There's heartache, because heartache is coming up with you. So go in there. It doesn't have to be this long, drawn out, month after month after month, six months of healing. It's just go in there and really look at it. But this is the year. January is where you want to really go in there. Like Maria said, there is, the emotions are going to be coming up for people. So let it come up and look at the final piece of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just one little step.
Yep.
Nothing big.
And you can be done with that seriously by mid-July or mid-January.
Yeah.
So newness can come in. And then I'm hearing the potential of a new guy in February.
And even make a list for yourself of what it is that you really want in a relationship so that you're very clear.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Make that list of what you want.
Okay.
And you can also
person.
Do a separate list. Yeah, make a separate list of what you don't want and burn that.
Okay, with the full moon, like you said.
Yes,
yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
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 Yep. You can do that on Thursday.
Okay. I am going to.
And be picky. Your guides are saying be very picky.
I am very picky. I am.
Yep.
I'm hearing within
Thank
3 months it should be. Yeah, within three months, you're going to be dating quite a bit, but within 3 months you'll be finding your match.
Thank you. Thank you, girls.
Thank you.
Appreciate your help. Thank
you.
Good luck
to you.
Yeah, you're
welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Diane from California. And it's
Diane.
Romy. Hi, ladies. Nice to speak with you today. So I have a romance question.
Okay.
It's about the love life, and I'm thinking, do you see someone brand new coming? Am I over with the last one? I mean, you know, we completed our time together. Well, it's been 5 weeks, so I really think it's over.
Yeah, you've completed. You guys are done. You just need to cut the cord. There's like one little tiny piece of cord hanging on. Just go in there and mentally ask Archangel Michael to cut that little cord.
I can do that, absolutely.
Yeah.
And then fill it up with positivity. And then, yes. And then, you know, keep your heart open for, and then get really, again, get nitpicky about what you want in your life, not just so anything is there. Get very picky about who is coming into your life. That's for your highest and greatest good, and so you're for their highest and greatest good as well.
Do you belong to a dance club?
No, but I
okay.
do a lot of jogging. So I'm on my feet.
Jogging. She does a lot of jogging.
Oh, jogging. Okay. For some reason, I'm hearing with you, like swing or polka dancing is where you'll be, where you would meet the person.
How fun would that be? What a great thought to do. I'm glad you sparked that interest. I'll glance online and maybe something will look good if it's close by. I like that.
Yeah, like a meetup group or something. Yeah.
Right. Something with dance. I think that would be a fun thought.
Yeah.
So thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Cute.
Very cute. Hi, you're on the air. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Sherry. I'm in Texas.
Hi, Sherry from Texas. What can we do for you?
Hey, just wanted to see what energy you were picking up around relocation for me.
Relocation. Were you thinking like Oklahoma?
No, west.
That's weird.
I'm just shot. I'm just south of Oklahoma. So you're seeing
me
now.
Okay. Oh, interesting.
I'm in Texas, just south of there. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I'm hearing relocation, not yet. It's in the near future, but not yet. You're not looking till the end of, it feels like it's getting more towards fall of this
year.
That's
what I meant, this year. Yeah, the end of the year. I don't think I could pull it off before October-ish.
Yep, October, possibly November. There's some things that need to be finished up where you're at right now.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm trying to go in there and ask what it is personally, energetically. There's a lot of energies that need to be finished up in that area first. Let go of old stories, whatever it is that – is there a part of you that's wanting to run away from what it is that you're currently going through, if you're being really honest with yourself?
Right, but I haven't. I've sat here for 15 years resisting that urge. So what I've done is I'm doing it right this time.
Good. Make sure you're cut clearing and deleting those old stories of why you're wanting to run, and then ask for new energies to come in and heal it, like positivity, so that the story changes with it then. And then you'll see that it could even amp up your time of leaving to where it's quicker.
So is that part of the energy of what's happening this year anyways?
Yep.
Old stuff closing out.
Yep.
And that's what I feel like is happening. Because old memories keep popping up, and I'm like, I'm done with this.
Yep.
We've already seen that story before. So I just got to ride it.
You're so close. Yep.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you guys. That was awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Great day.
Thanks for calling.
Good luck.
Okay, I'm going to grab a question from the chat room. This is Lachey. She would like, or may I receive a reading on love? I'm currently single and want to know what is in store for me this year in love.
What's her name? Lachey.
Lachey.
La la Lachey. Let's see.
It
feels very good for you.
I heard new beginnings, new ventures, new possibilities, new romance. Wow.
Girl, your energy is good. Good.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find out. Feels like February you'll have some possibilities presented to yourself.
Lots of fun to start out with. Lots of fun. So lots of fun dates. Your guys are saying don't be hidden. You were hiding yourself. Come out and be open now. So that means get out and be seen. And you'll be amazed.
Exactly.
You will be amazed.
But definitely, it's coming into your life.
Yep.
Your energy is great. Thank you for that. It's actually uplifting even saying your name.
Yeah.
Thank you. So good luck to you.
Yep, thanks, Lachey. Okay. Hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Tony calling from Carolina. How are you doing? How are you doing today?
Very good. Tony, it was Tony.
Yes.
Okay. What can we do for you, Tony?
Yeah, I guess I had a question that was similar to one of your previous callers about relocation. I was wondering about like Panama.
Panama. Okay.
If you'll be relocating there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, I heard 2018.
2018.
Yeah, you're definitely going there, but I don't think it's going to be as soon as you think it's going to be.
Oh, okay.
At the soonest, the end of the year. At the soonest.
Okay.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds good.
There's, you just, yeah, it's just, it's all about paperwork and getting stuff in order and everything. It's all about timing. And this year,
okay,
you've got stuff to get done here before you leave.
Are you military? Are you military?
No. Mm-mm.
I keep seeing military boots with you.
I'm like probably the last person that you would probably put under that that branch.
Do you have family members who have been in the military?
I have a cousin. I have a couple cousins who are in the military.
I'm trying to see where they're going with this. Have you lost somebody in the military? Now I'm seeing boots and I'm seeing a flag. And you know how they roll it up with that triangle? So I'm going, did you lose a loved one?
Not in the military.
What is with the military?
Is it someone who was in a police?
No. It was, you know, nobody in any type of, like, government service.
Okay. Huh. Well, I was just trying to, I'm not getting that.
Yeah, but did you say you have cousins that are in the military, did you say?
I did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody who, is the green, is that Army?
Yeah.
Do you have anybody in the Army?
No, I think both of them would be Navy.
No, isn't that blue or white? Well, okay, I'm just giving you the symbology of boots with the flag, and now I see a helmet. Oh, is this a past lifetime thing coming up? Oh, how come you're wanting to go to Panama?
Job opportunity, just because, job opportunity.
A job opportunity. Okay, well, just sit with that because I can't, they're not giving me anything more with the, but the boots are very prominent, the military is very prominent. So,
Are you bringing up a Civil War past life? Because I'm getting Civil War when you say
Well, that's where I'm going. I'm seeing boots, and I'm not seeing clearly on the outfit what it looks like. And the helmet, I know I've seen it in movies, but the flag, and it's like it's rest in peace.
I'm hearing Civil War time.
But why are they showing it?
When I was younger, I used to like go into, like, you know, when I was in a room and I would like close my eyes, like a different place would seem to appear, and it seemed like it was like a war situation, and like the only reason and it would happen, like I would close my eyes and the place would like appear maybe within 10 seconds and I would be basically fully conscious, and the only reason I would know that it was different from, I guess, say, this reality, just because it was a little dimmer. It would look a little dimmer than, you know.
Okay.
Than, you know, things look here. So that's, like, my only, I guess, thing I used to always wonder about.
Okay. Now I have more of the information. Like Marie said, this is going to be an emotional month. It's going to bring up emotions. Don't be shocked with, it's going to be war stuff that could be possibly coming up for you.
Say that again.
There could be some war stuff coming up from you, from past lifetime stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's just significant. It's sitting right here. The vision will not leave me. And I'm going, well, what do you want me to tell him? I'm saying everything that you –
if you're also having past life visions, if you're feeling that, then there's a connection that's wanting to come up and be released. So if it comes up during this full moon, let it come out. If something triggers that and – something with war in your past life.
Okay.
So it could just be thoughts out of the blue that are not normally yours. Just be aware of that. Don't get caught up in it and let it go.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming up and out for a reason.
I've never been able to not explain to anybody, but I'm going, anyways, I put it out there. So hopefully, but yes, Panama, but not till either the end of the year or the 2018 is when it's coming into fruition.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okie doke.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was interesting.
It was.
Very interesting.
Okay. One more caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Andrew. And I would just say I'm just calling from Earth, just so we can keep it neutral.
Calling from where?
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's going, Planet Earth, lady.
I was like, did I hear that right?
I like it. Andrew, what can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to see if, I'm fascinated by this, the reading thing, and I just wanted to see, like, in the macro, in terms of the wider-ranging vision for things, like what you might pick up, and then in terms of the personal issues, like just, there's a lot of things that I'd like to rather see resolved. Or, you know, the hope is that I could rather get on and focus on bigger things. And I just wanted to see if anything comes up.
Okay.
So in other words, what Spirit wants you to know right at this moment is what you're asking, correct?
Yeah. And also for the future, you know, I'm thinking towards 2020 and then, towards 2030.
Okay,
let's see. Okay, Andrew. What does Spirit want you to know? Wow. Interesting. Go big or go home is what that was the first thing I heard. Go big or go home. Don't hold yourself back anymore.
Okay.
I keep hearing with you clean living, so whatever that might mean to you, if it's needing to eat better, if it's having to nourish your mind with more positive thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do astrology or some kind of metaphysical work?
I did actually check out some runestones a while back, which was quite profound because it came back. It was a digital version of it. It came back so accurately. And then, like what I've been seeing lately is a lot of synchronicities in media, things like from when I was a kid, even things that came out that then relate to today. So, like, I do pick up a lot of things, but I don't actually, apart from wanting to learn to read the stars much more accurately, potentially doing that in the future. I met a guy that was into very mystical ancient stuff a few years ago. And I was always quite fascinated by this because, you know, they say that millionaires read the newspaper and the stock market, and billionaires read the stars. So I am quite fascinated by it, but I don't know if I'll ever get too deep into it because I feel like, you know, it's just one component. It's just one component of sorting other things out. But it's very interesting that you've brought out the things that you have so far because they are relevant. I'm wanting to try and figure out about the nagging issues that are on my mind, like, because I feel like I need to put away certain things and also make sure that certain people are okay. But like you've hit on a couple of things I think already that are really important. So, and I also want to try and see where the world is going because, you know, we can go into two different realities. And when you say metaphysics, I am very interested in the sort of the different paths that humanity can take. So, yeah.
Well, you know, the world is, there's some decisions that are being made right now. And so, you know, there's a lot of people who are in the fear, and there's a lot of us. And Marie and I see nothing but beautiful things that are going to be happening for the world.
Mm-hmm.
What's
happening, from what I can see, what's happening is the dark is being exposed and it's got to come up and be taken care of. And so anybody who is a light worker and has light and knows how to project light has got to project it throughout the world because the light workers are gaining ground. And we do have to have certain things exposed in order for him to be taken care of, and that's okay. But everybody has to stay positive, and they've got to project their light.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it can be right now. There's a lot of scary things that are going on out there, but just don't get caught up in them.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them
right,
are illusions.
But you're not picking up. You're not picking up anything on personal issues with like other people, like the nagging issues, because they're, like you said don't let anything hold you back, and you also said go big or go home. There's a lot of things I've been putting off because I just felt, I mean, I've had a lot of things happen in my life with different people, and I've made mistakes, like stupid mistakes, where, you know, you just think, oh, how could I be so stupid, or you were in a bad state and then somebody took advantage of you, and I just don't want any of the stuff to come back up, you know, like you climb this ladder and you're putting your energy into things. They're trying to help the world and everything, and then something just comes along and from your past and knocks everything right back down.
Well, you have to, first of all, you have to acknowledge that you are human. We're all human and we make mistakes. The question is, did you learn from all those issues, you know, that you might have made a mistake on? If you learn from them, then you move forward. So you know that you're not going to repeat this. So if you learn the lesson, the lesson doesn't come back. You're very hard on yourself, so you need to learn to ease up on yourself and forgive yourself. You haven't forgiven yourself yet.
Yeah.
You need to learn to forgive yourself and journal whatever you need to journal, and allow yourself to receive. You don't allow yourself to receive either. Your heart chakra is pretty closed down.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say something so it will help with your shifting? Don't look at it as mistakes. There's no such thing as mistakes. They're life lessons. So some of us have to repeat it for a long time before we realize we're hitting a brick wall. Some people go and do the same thing over and over for all of their life, and they have to come in and do another lifetime. You don't have to do that. So if you stop looking at it from a reactionary point of view, reactionary would be say, I'm stupid, it was a mistake, I can't believe I did that, how come I wasn't smart enough? That's being reactionary towards it. Now step outside of it, don't personalize it, and look at it from a higher perspective and saying, what role did I play in this?
Mm-hmm.
What lesson did I learn? And what do I need to do to move forward from this? And to move forward from it means you need to be able to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You did
what
you did, knowing what you knew at that time, because that's just the space you were in. You can't change the past. Be in the present.
Mm-hmm.
We have no control over the future.
Yeah,
so
it's also
the
like the
moment.
ambiguity, you know, not knowing, sometimes not knowing how other people are doing. Like at one point in time, for example, I was very young and I felt responsible for something that happened. And, you know, like somebody was on a big swing. I don't know how to describe it. It was like a big swing thing. And I thought it was really funny to say, hey, let's see how high we can get this thing. And a little girl that was with us on this big swing thing, it was some kind of crazy contraption that swings backwards and forwards, like at a theme park. And I think that she got a head injury. She might have actually died. She fell off. And I always blame myself for that. Like, to
were you a little
extent,
boy?
That... I was about like 10 or something like that. I can't remember exactly.
You were still little. So guess what? The man that you are now needs to go back and talk to that 10-year-old saying the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas, but you're not this mean person. You don't know that you weren't supposed to play a role in that for her to leave or for her to experience what she needed to experience. Now, if you're at the age you're at now and doing it, different, completely mm-hmm. different story.
Yeah. And I mean, I've had different various things like that. And I mean, also things when you're not in a good state of mind, but anyway, I mean, I hope there's not too many people in the queue. I feel like maybe, you know, I need to just maybe go and read the cards like on my own.
Well,
there are obviously a lot of people.
It all goes back. I mean, when you have stuff that still haunts you from childhood, that is your inner child speaking to you if it's coming up and saying, hey, you know, pay attention to me. So when you go back and you talk to your inner child as an adult, like Beth says, and you talk to that inner child at that age and you say, you know what, it's okay. Forgive yourself because you only knew what you knew at that age, and it's okay. You don't know what your purpose was. So you have to learn to forgive and talk to that child, you know, like you would any other child that you see.
It's being able to let go of that guilt,
mm-hmm.
you know, and talk to her soul. You don't have to know her, but go in, talk to the soul. The soul is going to recognize that because of the memory imprint that's within you, and apologize to that, because it sounds like the 10-year-old needs to explain to the girl at that age that you didn't mean to do it. You didn't do it to be malicious.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do it to cause her harm, but you're 10 and you guys just got caught up in the moment. But that moment shouldn't have to stick with you for the rest of your life. It's okay to forgive yourself. We give you permission to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you're going, I don't care if you give us permission. Sometimes that's all we need to hear. You have permission to be able to forgive yourself so that you can
yeah,
finally
I mean,
let
like,
it go
I,
and move
I don't
forward.
Even think, I don't even think that it's... That it's like, how can I put this? Like it's one of those things where, you know, you think this is, you know, at first it's, you know, you, how can I put this? You're thinking, oh, this is just really fun. We're going to be, you know, like if you get on, why does anyone go on a roller coaster, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, something goes wrong and it was like, I was the one that was trying to see how high we could get the thing. And it's just like it plays with your mind, but at the same time, you're telling yourself logically, that it's just one of those things, but you know, and like it actually segues or it like connects into other things in life because they add up.
Yes, it does.
And,
it does. So, aren't you done with that one story of a 10-year-old who did not mean to do it maliciously, not knowing what the outcome
would
be?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, I've kind of gotten past a lot of those things. You know, I think a lot of it is the not knowing how to cope with the question mark, the ambiguity, you know, the like, did she get better? Did she not get better? You know, those sort of unknowns where you just don't know. That's,
what if
I
you
think,
just assume
and, like,
that she got better?
Right.
She just got better. What if you made that assumption?
Yeah. Yeah, I get you.
Oh,
I wish we could live in a world where everything was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You make the assumption that, hey, you know what? She's fine. She's grown up. She's got kids of her own. And I send you love.
Otherwise, you're going to go and track her down, and you're going to find out. But you didn't know her name. Does anybody know who she was? So you could make it this big, long, drawn-out process, but that's the ego, your ego that's wanting to know that. But if you can listen to your heart and know that it's something to finally move on from, I'm telling you, you'll find out more going in and talking to her soul.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to know her name. All you have to do is think about that little girl, and the soul of her will come, and she'll
right.
be able to talk to you, and that will give you peace of mind. And it will be
right.
positive
well,
feelings.
Well, look, the other thing that I'm really fascinated about is whether we can reach a new level of consciousness on the planet. And by that, I don't only mean, you know, people caring more about each other or learning about our own psychology more, which is part of it. But, I mean, you look at the ideas that are coming out now of people wanting to go to Mars and live on other planets. But, I mean, we still need to optimize our own planet. And, you know, I believe that there's systems and situations and things, technologies that can be built and created that could actually even extend our lifespan and optimize the, you know, the planet so people don't have to live with so much sickness and pain and that kind of thing. But it's just incredibly challenging because it seems like everything tends towards human beings being out of control in general.
Yep.
Like, you know, some of us make mistakes every now and then, but the level of consciousness is somewhere where there's like rebels fighting with each other, shooting each other.
Mm-hmm.
That is, it is something that is a level of consciousness where, you know, you can't reverse it overnight necessarily, because it's incredibly complex stuff. I'm looking at a lot of this and questioning whether it's mine to take on. And in terms of the war stuff, and then in terms of the higher level technologies, the biggest frustration is putting ideas forward and then they just get sort of like taken and putting into some kind of drawer box in the back room of some military complex.
Right now we just live in a time period to where there's a lot of individuals who will take out a little bright light like that. Because, my God, that would mean it's taking money out of somebody's pocket. I so get where you're at. Trust me, I get where you're at. Because that's the way I think. So I get where you're coming from. But don't stop yourself from making a difference in this world. Don't look at the couldas, the shouldas, and the wouldas. If you're being drawn to do it, then you know that's what you're guided to do. Your soul's saying it's time to do it.
Right. Well, look, I mean, the message I got, like, the other night was that you know, there's this, and I'll just end off with this because maybe this was to do with your war thing that you were seeing earlier on. Maybe it was already coming in. Who knows? But I was watching this war movie. I've actually got the file on my desktop, Band of Brothers. It was a TV series, actually. And there's this one scene where the guy says, you know, he was really scared. He was in his foxhole, and he didn't want to move. He actually fell asleep in his foxhole. And there was a battle, and he didn't fight. And then this guy says to him, you know, the problem with you is that you've still got hope. You need to accept that you're already dead. And I don't know why. I don't know why exactly, but that was very liberating. So I just thought I'd throw that out there. Like, you know, if you know that you're already dead and you've got that, and you've got things to do, and that you might just get annihilated by trying to do these things, you kind of have to do them anyway.
Yeah.
So it's scary stuff.
Exactly.
Thanks for that, you know. Go big or go home. And what was the other one? I need to look after my health.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Cleaner living is what I'm hearing.
Yep.
So that means
right.
Thoughts, food, your environment, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep. And
cool.
Forgiving.
And
forgive yourself.
Yep.
So, and then I suppose there's no like magic bullet to say, am I going to be all right?
Oh, yes. You're going to get it. You're going to make it through. Yep. You're a deep
okay.
thinker. You're a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
journal.
Well, thanks.
Journal
I mean,
a lot. Journal
I
your thoughts.
Right. Thank you so much. I think a lot of these things, the readings are like a person feels selfish because you're asking all these questions. But it is nice to be able to, I mean, because like I didn't even tell you anything about what you said, and it was actually relevant. Very relevant. There was no way that you could have known that other than if you're with the NSA.
not at all.
It's good to chat, right? All right.
Oh.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
All right.
Good
nice
day.
Chatting with you.
Blessings to you.
Right. Bye-bye. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what a fabulous way to kick off our new year. I have to say, we had some really wonderful callers.
Was that an hour?
It's almost an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I made the first one a little longer.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. So thank you all to everybody who
yes.
called in.
Thank
we really,
you.
Really appreciate you. And we will catch you on the air in 2 weeks.
Blessings, people. Blessings. Right. Breathe.
Have a good day, all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.